This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The Glide Sasquatch Festival is coming up on Saturday. You've been hearing a lot about that. Wanted to talk to the featured performer. It's going to be belting out the tunes on Saturday night. Jackie Rohrer on with us. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
So, we talked to you a number of years ago, but it's been quite a while. How did you get into music? How old were you when you kind of began that journey?
Oh, my gosh. I think I've always just sang as a hobby, but I started taking it very seriously when my daughter was born. She's 9 now, so... Yeah, I would say about 9 years now I've been taking music very, very seriously.
And why be so serious about it? There's got to be a easier way to make a living.
You're not wrong. I think once I started, when I took it seriously is when I became really obsessed with the stage and just the validation and the love that I was getting from people who, like, I don't know, there's always like your mom that tells you, oh, you can sing. But then when groups of people start like growing and growing and growing because you're building a fan base, it just, you can't stop, because what if one day that turns into mega stardom? You know, it's like Ella Langley didn't stop. And I think that's ultimately the dream, right? Is to be loved that much, I guess. Maybe it's just that I'd want to be loved.
So what has kind of influenced your music?
Well, I grew up with a very diverse household. My mom always listened to like 90s country, and she went through like a Madonna phase too. So there was a little bit of Madonna, and my uncle's, they were heavy metal heads, so they loved, you know, Alice in Chains, Ozzy Osbourne, Metallica. So I grew up also listening to them play their guitar, and I went through a classic rock phase when I realized that I could kind of get rid of my stage fright through karaoke. So I listened to a lot of Chicago, Journey, Boston, Fleetwood Mac, and once I was able to start writing my own music, I just decided, why stay in one lane when you can blend genres and make something unique? And that's, I guess, what I've been trying to do this whole time.
And that's one of the things that you're really known for is doing country, is doing rock, is doing a variety of things. And it seems like people in both camps really like what you're doing.
I really like that they like what I'm doing. I think, it's scary because, you know, when I meet with these labels or I meet with certain heads of certain companies, that's one of the downfalls. You know, they see it as a negative that I'm not picking one lane. But my following seems to love the variety. I don't think that people want to be stuck listening to one thing the whole concert. So that's why I like to throw in some rock tunes. I like to change it up from, you know, something that's more traditionally country to something that's more heavy new metal, you know. So I think giving somebody variety kind of kills the monotony of it, you know.
Now, I've talked to a lot of artists, different genres over the years, and the response I get really varies. What do you prefer? Would you rather work in the studio on crafting a tune or performing in front of a crowd? What's your favorite between the two?
Always going to choose performing in front of a crowd. I mean, I love writing. I love recording. I love doing that in my off time when, you know, the seasons are not weather friendly for outdoor shows, you know, but it's always getting on that stage and just feeling the crowd, feeling the electricity, feeling them, feeling your music when you're bearing your soul out there, you know, especially because I write, I've written 90% of my songs, you know. So when I see people enjoying it, it just makes me feel that much more validated about being right where I'm supposed to be. So that's why I love the stage.
How do you approach writing? Do you just sit down and look for an inspiration, or do you have an inspiration that comes along and then you kind of go from there?
I think when I've evolved as a writer, because when I first started writing, it was, I would come home like late at night from work, because I used to, you know, I used to run karaoke for a living. I had a karaoke business, and I would get home at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I just could not shut off my brain. So I would write by my fireplace, and that's how, you know, Lace and Thorn kind of developed. That's how I was writing with them. But when I went solo, it became more entering rooms with other writers and people that could help me sharpen my tools, people that were really good at songwriting and had really great portfolios. So now, since I'm in Oregon, you know, I'll write through Zoom with people in Nashville that have, you know, number ones, you know, that are on the radio right now to kind of help me sharpen my tools. So that's what I do now.
What has been some of your favorite experiences when you're maybe at a multi-day show and sharing the stage with other artists?
Oh, I love it. I love talking with the other artists. I mean, of course, everybody wants to be the headliner because it's the best spot. It's, you know, it just shows where you are at in your career. But I don't like closing. I actually like being the one right before the closer, because I can pick those people's brains. Like, you know, Cody Jinks was really helpful with me because he's still a very independent artist. He doesn't have a label backing him, and he's made so much happen for himself. So I love picking the brains of other artists and seeing if there could be something to collaborate there.
Now, what can people expect when they see you at the Glide Sasquatch Festival on Saturday?
Exactly what you've been seeing from me. You're going to get country, you're going to get rock, you're going to get a little funk, and I think a whole lot of high kicks, because that's what I love to do.
And I know you're staying pretty busy this summer. A lot of shows going on.
You know, I was with a booking agency that wasn't really fulfilling my needs. I think I do a lot better at booking myself. And this goes to all the artists out there. I'm going to say this. It is so nice to have somebody that's able to do things for you. But if they're not doing their job, do it independently, because nobody's going to fight for it the way that you do. And all the shows that I have, except for 2 this whole year, I booked myself. So it's just, you have to have tenacity, you have to have the grit for it, and you have to be able to turn a no into a yes.
In a second here, we're going to play Giddy Up. Tell us about that one.
Actually, I was cooking tacos for my writer's camp when we started writing this one. It's just a fun song. I mean, that's what I'm known for, is like the happy anthems. I really don't like singing sad songs. So this one's just a mover and a groover, and I really love that I get to kind of talk during this one instead of just blowing the mic out. So, yeah, this is just a fun, dancey one.
All right, stay on the line with us as we listen to Giddy Up.
Ooh, saddle up.
And the night on the town rolled out to a spot on Broadway. Found a honky-tonk bar full of neon stars with a band singing a little bit of Conway. So I ordered up a high noon, double shot of Grey Goose, headed to that old dance floor. And I said, hey, cowboy, come on over now, boy, and I'll show you what the night is for. Let's go!
Giddy up, get down. Hold my drink and watch me now. Pull me close and spin me around now. Come on, baby, let me show you how. Saddle up, get on down. Stomp your boots in.
With me, let me get a yeehaw. Got enough.
Jackie Rohr, Giddy Up on our morning conversation. Boy, you got a lot of energy on that one.
You got to get them giddy up in.
I like the, what is the line, hold my drink and watch me go. That's cool. I like that line.
Yes, definitely. It's, you don't want to drink on the dance floor. Everybody will slip around. So,
so again, out at Glide Sasquatch Festival happening throughout the day, and you'll be on stage to end the thing and have some fun out there. Look forward to seeing you out there on Saturday night. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be in Glide, Oregon for the first time, and I just hope everybody shows up and is ready to party with me.
All right, Jackie Rohr, wrapping up the morning conversation, 8:43 on the Morning Report.